Good morning, my friends. It is Michael Kautso coming to you live from Kentucky. I am on my way down to Hotlanta. That's Atlanta during the summer. And I get to deliver on down there. And then, well, we'll see where I go after that. Pretty sure I'll end up back north somewhere, because that's what happens. You got to end up back towards where you started eventually. And I'd like to see my daughters in a few days. But how are you and what's going on in your life? We got a lot of amazing things going on, I hear. For starters, I hear there was a soccer game, something about the United States of America playing somebody else. But this isn't any ordinary soccer game. No, this is the damn women's team of, I think it's a national, like, big old thing. It's not the U.S. Open. It's not the Super Bowl. It's not the World Series. It is soccer, and y'all can tell me what it is, because I feel very negligent or ignorant. I didn't watch a single bit of it, but the women's team won. The United States women teams won, and that is reason to be very, very excited. Those of you who know me know that I am a feminist through and through. I'm not a big fan of men. I am one, or I are one. But outside of that, I'm not the biggest fan. It's for my own personal reasons. So I'm very excited and happy, and congratulations to the women's team for kicking butt, taking names, and then kicking more butt along the way. So let's see here. What has been going on in my world? I had a vacation a bit ago. That was kind of fun. Got to get out there, take my daughters to Jersey. Come on back, get a ton of doctor appointments taken care of, and then go run over the road for a week. The doctor appointments were kind of interesting. Got to actually see my mental health professional face-to-face, where they looked at me and go, oh my God, no wonder you're crazy. So that was fun. And I got to see one of my doctors who said, you know what, I'm going to give you this magic drug. I'm going to put it into your arm here, and you're going to feel amazing. That magic drug was called testosterone, and I'll tell you what, it works very well. It's, you know, as we get older, sometimes we need certain things in our lives, and I was kind of low. So I guess you could call it getting topped off. I will say that was an amazing, amazing experience. A 2-inch needle going into my arm has hurt like hell for at least a week now. So, yes, an amazing experience. I feel great, and ow, it hurts. So outside of that, let's see, is there anything else in my personal life that's going on? I got a lot of stuff going on, things in the fire, trying to get things done, and, have a productive life while doing it. Meeting lawyers, that's always fun. Hired a lawyer, try to get some issues taken care of, and then hopefully the issues will be done, and life will get better every single day. Now, as far as trucking is concerned, do I have even a remote thing to talk about with trucking? I can spend 30 seconds, if you all will allow me to, and talk about the wheelbase of a truck. All right, now this will be interesting because it also applies to cars. How long is your vehicle? Not from bumper to bumper, from tire to tire, front axle to rear axle. The shorter it is, the bumpier of a ride you're going to have. If any of y'all have taken a ride in a long Cadillac, you'll be like, wow, this is a smooth ride. Generally, it is smooth. A tiny little ride, man, that could be a much more adventurous ride, bouncy, you could say, like a bounce house. Well, again, all dependent. Sometimes you got good shocks, bad shocks, leaf springs, airbags. There's all sorts of things that go into the mix. But wheelbase is primarily what I'm paying attention to right now. Now, previously, my company had me in a vehicle called the Kenworth T680. Oh, I missed that truck. That was enjoyable. Nice, long wheelbase. I could hit every pothole between here and Albuquerque, New Mexico, and I would maybe feel only 10% of them. Now I'm in a Freightliner Cascadia Model P4, 2020 model, I believe, maybe 2019, and the wheelbase is significantly shorter, and I'll tell you what, every pothole between here and 3 feet in front of me, I'm going to feel a few that aren't even around me. I'm bouncing all over the dang place, which is not a pleasant experience, sadly. I have stuff bouncing around all over the place inside my truck. Hell, my GPS attached to my dashboard, popped off and flew and hit me in the face a little bit ago. I was very, very unhappy about that. So, suffice it to say, the wheelbase vehicle, if you are in the market for a new vehicle, you want a smooth ride, the longer the vehicle is, the smoother it will tend to be. Not always, but generally speaking, that is true fact. All right, so I hope as you're looking out there, you find something that makes you happy. And I don't know, keep your fingers crossed that I don't have anything else going flying around. If my microwave goes flying around back there, we all got problems. All right. That'll keep me pretty much happy as we go along the way. My name is Michael Kotso, and I don't have too much else to say to you. Please keep it shiny side up, a.k.a. don't get in a wreck. Keep the greasy side down, shiny side up, and I will see you out here. All right? Bye.